Hello? Hi, good morning. My name is Lily. I'm calling with Local Splash. Am I speaking with Melissa?
Hi, Lily. Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm calling. I'm doing good. I don't know what to do with my business. I have been getting calls. Everything has been good, but every now and then I check my listing to make sure that I'm seen. And when I Google my cleaning services, I don't show up anywhere. I mean, if you Google cleaning services in Bangor, Maine, I don't show up. If you Google cleaning services in Hamden, Maine, the only way I show up is on my website. I don't come in under other listings. Why is that?
Interesting, because when I'm searching, I'm just typing in cleaning services Hamden, which is where you're verified, Maine, and you're the only listing coming up on the right-hand side. I'm also seeing you in all the other areas, but let me manually search them. Just another moment.
When I put in cleaning services Bangor, Maine, and it's awful because I'm losing so much business to other companies, and I used to be, if you look at my ratings, they're all 5-star, and I used to be the number one cleaning company in the area, but because I've backdropped to the bottom of the pile, no one can find me. And I thought about doing the Google listing, Google verified. I tried that. That was a bunch of garbage. It was awful. I mean, and the clientele that I'm drawing, because of my website, and I'm not Google guaranteed, gives me a better clientele. But I just don't know what to do.
Okay, so I am finding you with every keyword in every area on the first page. I just wanted to mention that because cleaning services in Bangor, you're not up on the very top, but it is. I'm finding you in number 3. I'm not sure if competitors are calling you, telling you, you know, that you're not being found, but I see your listing at the top. I'm going to see what else we need to do about, you know, getting you more traffic if you're not getting enough. But
honestly, it's been great. I mean, it has been phenomenal, your company. And one thing I like about your company is it's held with class. I mean, it's done professionally. It's not, do you know what I mean? It's carried well, I guess maybe is a better way of saying it versus some of the other companies out there. I am not drawing, and I wouldn't want the clientele they're getting. I wouldn't want them. I look at some of their clients, and you couldn't pay me to go there. As a matter of fact, one of the other companies reached out to me two weeks ago, to see if I could pick up a client. And I drove over there, and I sent her a text and told her, don't send me anymore. I went to the house yesterday, and it was a freaking dump. I don't want their people. That's not the clientele I want. I'm just trying to figure out how to market myself so that there's a better traffic flow, if that makes sense to you.
Yes.
And I'm doing good. I'm doing good where I'm at. I mean, I just picked up some wonderful clients, better than what they're getting. But I just don't know, what do I do to market myself so that I'm staying in the upper clientele? And then the bad thing with this is it's a very small community, and anyone, honestly, that was a doctor, I live in a very affluent town, that needed a cleaner got a hold of me, and I was too busy. I mean, I was out working until 4 o'clock in the morning back when I started this, and I kind of leveled off into the clients I wanted, but now it's like, you know what, I could pick up a couple more clients and be happy, but I just, how do I market that to draw that type of clientele, I guess was my question.
Gotcha. So reviewing the account, you did mention that you already tried, I believe, Google Guaranteed, right? Was that correct?
I did. And honestly, the only person that reached out to me, I don't have. I cleaned for him twice. He could only pay me beans, and I was going to keep it just because, you know, it was something. Do you know what I mean? But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he could afford, but he just didn't want to pay for the service, and I'm not with him anymore. I really didn't like him. But anyway, I just wondered what to do to market my business better, that would be better to get the better clientele. But then, you know, someone said to me, as things change, you know, new people coming into the area, houses selling. But again, I Google cleaning services in Bangor, Maine. I'm not showing myself coming up at all. If I am, it's like at the 13th on the list.
Oh, no, I'm seeing you in number 3. Right now I am going to request a Google call so that our optimization team reaches out and sees what we need to do to better, get you a better traffic, better return.
Is this something I'm not doing? Is this something I'm not doing that I should be doing?
Well, no. With what you have right now, it looks like you are getting wonderful reviews, replying.
I am. I mean, my work, honestly, I mean, my work is very good, and I use nice products. I order my stuff out of upper-end companies, all-natural cleaning. It's expensive. I don't use, alcohol and peroxide, and that's fine. But I invest into my products. Do you know what I mean? I'm not using the cheapest thing I can find to go into someone's home to clean it.
Right, right. Well, we can always add that to the content. We can change some content around if you like, or some descriptions of the business. I'm not sure if you've logged into your client dashboard recently to look at that information that we have here, because you have been with us quite some time. But other things I could suggest is, if you ever want to try out Facebook ads or Yelp ads, we are now starting to work with Yelp ads, and we are getting a really good
return. I'm already listed on Yelp.
Okay. Are you doing paid ads, or do you just have a page with them?
I am listed with them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing paid ads.
Right.
And, I had a client, that very upper-end client. I had to let him go because he tried a few fast moves on me, which I didn't appreciate, so I let him go, but not to be blunt, but it was horrible. So I let him go, and they have a lot of money coming in from New York, and they wanted me, and I did clean a few times, but then he kind of got a little bit too friendly, and it was disrespectful in my eyes, so I let him go. I don't need that. But anyway, he said to me, he said, I'd rather hire someone like you that has got, you're not running under Google guarantee. You're not pushing yourself out that way, being sponsored, paying for that. You're being found because of who you are, which I appreciated. So I'm kind of leery. The only other thing I can think of to do is wait until summer. But then I still have a good income.
Right.
But wait until summer. And then put myself on, the golf course placemat, which they called me to do. They wanted me there. And I, at the time, it's like I didn't need it. I didn't want it. But I'm kind of now, it's like I've got, if I could handpick my clients, I've got the best clients you could get. I've had the best clients you could get. My Airbnb has kind of caused problems for me because it's seasonal. And I had a doctor, and I had to change her twice in May for the season, and she got mad and let me go. And I had been with her for 2 years.
Oh.
And she had just offered to cover my cleaning supplies, called me and thanked me, how much they appreciated me. If you look at my reviews, Jessica Watson, she's a retina surgeon. She 5-star review, couldn't rave enough about me. But I upset her because my Airbnb was coming back, and I am trying to help my son financially. His wife was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and is dying. She's at the end of her cancer, so I'm trying to make sure my granddaughter can get through school and continue on her sports, and she's already graduated into college already. She's very smart. But I didn't want that to change. So when my Airbnb came back, I got a hold of my doctor and said, I'm going to have to change you 2 days all season. What's the big deal? She should understand. No. The next day, I got a note that she was changing companies. She was mad.
Oh, I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah. I'm just trying to make a living, and her schedule isn't always consistent. Do you know what I mean? And but it is what it is, and I am just shocked because I had changed my schedule for her I worked that Saturday. I was scheduled to work on Thursday, and she needed a dog sitter and asked me if I could dog sit, and I did. I worked the weekend for her, and then the next week, I texted her to let her know my Airbnb would be starting back, that there were only 2 days all summer I'd have to change her, and she let me go. It's, you know, so it's like, it's such a, and I guess the beauty of it is I was eligible at the age I could collect my Social Security, which gives me a little, which is why I did it, what is the word, security, you know, so that I, if someone drops, I've got that income coming in.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
You just don't know. It's like, you just don't know when things could happen. I started a lady, I've gotten 2 checks from her, and I was sick. So I called her and let her know I was sick. I don't know if I'll keep her. She's not the most pleasant, and I'm not putting up with it. But it's, I just don't know. But anyway, then it's, I was due back today, and then it's like, oh, we'll skip today. The house isn't that dirty. I'll see you in 3 weeks.
Oh.
I depend on that income.
Exactly.
You know, do you know what I mean? So I don't know how I'm going to handle that one, but it's not, and a lot of my clients don't treat me that way. So it's like, I'm kind of, I'll go one more time and hopefully I can fill and then let her go.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Well, you know, I'm really sorry to hear all that, but we could definitely, you know, improve your descriptions here for your business. We can start adding posts 3 times a week. It is something new that I am available to add to your account. And then we'll have a call with Google to see if we could, you know, still get you more traffic than what you're getting. I know it's been decent, but I feel that we can still improve the account by a lot. So.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And like I said, I've been thrilled. I mean, I've referred other people out to your company, you know, and told them. I have a friend that's a realtor I referred over to you. I've got another girl that owns a business in the city further down that I referred. I'm not saying that pat myself on the back, but I have referred 2 people over to you to help them get their business off the ground. So, and because I believe in your company. I mean, it's been fantastic, and you guys have been great to deal with, but it's like, why is it stagnant? You know,
yeah.
For some reason, it's just stagnant.
I hear you. Like you said, you know, you are getting some traffic. I'm seeing traffic, but we can definitely improve this.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to give you a hard time, and I'm not, like I said, I've been so grateful for your company. I mean, I opened with you guys, and I, 2 years ago, had a $32,000 business in 2 months.
Wow, that's really good.
I did. Yeah. So it's been, I mean, you know, it's not that way now, but because 3 other companies have opened in the area, if not 4. So it's all cutting in, but I don't know. I don't mean this bad, but if you look at like Sear Green Clean, to me, it's just the whole way, like the pictures of their family, it just looks classless.
Yeah.
It's like, but did you see it?
Yeah, I'm looking at all of that. Right
yeah,
now.
It just looks classless. It's like there's nothing appealing about it. And, but that's the type of clientele they're drawing too, is what they are. Do you know what I mean? But,
yep.
You know, a lot of people are contacting them, and I can't figure it out. But then when I look at the clientele they're drawing, it's like, I wouldn't want them anyway.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to look at these a little closer, and we're going to make some changes on here. With the changes that we're going to make after we contact Google, because they're going to be the ones to make the recommendation. They're the ones that know what to do to improve this. So once we get that call done within the next day, you should see improvement within the next 2 weeks, I want to say.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time. And like I said, I love the company. It's been wonderful to work with, and I just
Thank
have,
you so much.
I wouldn't, I've had a lot of opportunity to change websites and everything and to go with other people, and I haven't because I've had such good luck and good care with your company, which I appreciate.
We really
but if you could just kind of try to figure out where I'm lacking or what I need to do to better my business, I would appreciate that. I've had a very successful business. I've had a very successful business, but it's like there's something not quite in glitching. But then, like I said, the clientele they're getting, I wouldn't want anyway. So it's like what I'm shooting for is a more upper end clientele and then right. to reach them.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we're going to actually adjust on the account. We're going to make the descriptions and the content to be, targeting the upper end clientele versus those
I
other calls that you're getting. Yep, not a problem. And like I said, you should see a change within the next 2 weeks. If there's anything else that we need from you, we'll let you know within the next 24 to 48 hours. But it looks like we have everything we need on our end. If you do have any new photos that you'd like to send, they're always good since we're going to be creating posts up to 3 times a week now. To help bring in that better end clientele. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank
you. Of course. No
problem. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.